Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Billings. Batting third. The right fielder, Brant Alia. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Allen moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1. Tigers, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-1 in the game. Billings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the mound. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Macek now playing second base. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-2 in the game. Billings strikes out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alia hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1. Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. French hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. Allen tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Price now catching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-3 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-3 in the game. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen throws to second for one, and Cullen throws to first, and Howard drops the ball. Matthews moves to second. One out. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Eddie Matthews. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Trusiewski moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Gary Holman pinch runs for Frank Howard. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Holman moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holman moves to third. two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. French takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Holman now playing first base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud. Horton reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.